Hello, welcome to your message for today. Doesn't matter what day you listen to this, it is the perfect message for you. If you're listening to this, I am Lisa Snyder. It's so nice to meet you. I'm an intuitive healer channel. I channel ancient dialects of love and light, and I hold monthly sound healings every month. So if you're interested in joining that, please visit my website at lisahsnyder.com. And I also hold private healing sessions. So the card that I was drawn to pull today is from the Angels and Oracle deck by Radley Valentine and Dougal Frazier. I think it's Dougal Frazier. And the card was number 31, reality check. And it was inverted. So this is going to be the shadow message for today. So it was inverted, looks like this. There's a unicorn on the front. There is a butterfly, a white butterfly. There are beautiful green, and there's definitely some beautiful purple coming off the back. And so this was inverted. So we're going to be looking at the shadow message for today. When this card is inverted, a situation is not working and you know it. There are changes that you know in your heart need to be made, but you're too afraid or too distracted to make them. Think about it right this moment. You know there is something you're being called to do or change. What is it? Don't overthink it. What comes to your mind right now, and why are you denying yourself the joy of life that making those changes would provide you? So oftentimes we know we're supposed to do something and we just don't want to do it. We resist it. It's change. It's uncomfortable. Or it simply is, we know that the change is going to bring some, the change may be so significant that it's difficult for us to look beyond what the initial fear around that change is going to be. So this reality check, you're going to be looking at potential feelings of indifference, inactive, misguided, or unmotivated. You may find yourself not wanting to take the step that you know you're supposed to take. So the first thing that you're encouraged to do is to breathe. Just breathe. The breath, the sacred breath, helps connect you with your divine source of love and light, and it helps you with your guidance. So if this card is resonating for you, and it always resonates at the perfect moment, whether we want to receive it or not, I invite you again to breathe into the resistance, breathe into the change, and feel what you notice. See what you notice. Sense what you notice. You might be aware of, there may be something that's triggering this. It may bring you back to this change as something similar to what you experienced earlier in life, perhaps as a child. There may be something beyond this that is something else for you to explore and something else for you to discover. And this is such an unfolding process. It's like layers of an onion. The more that we deep dive, the more that we uncover, the more that we are willing to step into our soul's calling and to what it is our soul's asking us to do, the more we discover about ourselves. All right, let's do a little energy around this. So let's place our feet firmly on the ground, setting the intention to connect with Mother Earth. Let's bring in a cosmic energy source of love and light, and let's bring that down our back, up our front, down our arms, our wrists, our hands, our fingertips. And now feel that cosmic energy of love and light coming from our heart center out the top of our head and just radiating all around us like a beautiful waterfall, all around our energetic space, asking and setting the intention of just balancing and clearing out. Now let's bring forth a beautiful red rose, and let's move that rose all around our energetic space, setting the intention to collect any chaos energies, any energies we may not be aware of that may be conscious or unconsciously sent towards us, any low vibrational frequencies, regardless of the timeline or the lifetime that you resonate with. Just set that intention. Spirit will work with you. If you set that intention, you are very, very powerful. Once you feel that rose has collected all those energies, you can either give it to source, or you can also send it out to the very edge of the universe and imagine it just going poof and releasing. Bring forth another intention setting rose. Put this about an arm's length away from you. So it's always between you and whoever it is that might be coming into your energetic space. It's always with you, whether they come in or further away. And this isn't a way, this isn't a barrier, but this is just setting the intention that you only want loving energies coming into your space. Anything that's not coming from love and light, asking and that the permission rose is just not allowing that to come through. Okay. Surrounding the session with the beautiful golden white light, envisioning our hearts connected and connected with divine source of love and light, which truly connects us all. Asking that the energies that step forward support us in this particular moment, especially for those of us who need a reality check to move forward. And we're always setting the intention to invite in and work with only the highest possible vibrational frequencies of love and light. Thank you. So I just want to acknowledge that these energies are working with our heart center, also going, and I can feel that it's moving down into the solar plexus. So really bringing the energies into your upper abdominal area as well as the back of heart center. So breathing in as you feel guided, especially into the upper abdominal and the heart center, energetic release. And here we go. What they're showing me in this moment are raindrops. So this energy feels like a lightness that's coming from raindrops. These raindrops feel very cleansing and healing and nurturing. And these raindrops feel like they're here to help us shift the energies that are keeping us or preventing us from taking those necessary steps. These energies are being invited into our solar plexus as well as to our heart chakra. So just gentle breaths here as we continue to channel for just a moment or so. And I was just shown a beautiful woman who looks young, very youthful, but at the same time has a very ancient wisdom around her. She's presenting herself with gray hair, but when I look at her face, she's ageless, she's timeless, she looks young, but at the same time, there's an ancient wisdom about her. And she's asking us to just remember our joy, remember the joyfulness that we experienced in those moments of our favorite moments of being a child, the joyfulness, the cheerfulness, and as I say this, my nose is starting to itch. So this is part of our communication link here. And they're working with our communication here. And so as we're clearing out these energies, as we are setting the intention to take the necessary steps that we might be procrastinating on, that this wisdom, this lightness, this joyfulness is going to be here to work with us. Okay. So now let's take a nice gentle breath, feeling that connection with Mother Earth. Really set that intention with a grounding cord from the base of our spines down to Mother Earth, feeling grounded, centered, and balanced, sending our love and appreciation to Mother Earth, our love and appreciation to divine source of love and light, and to one another, and to the one, to the all, to the connectedness. Please remember, we are fully supported, we are fully protected, and we are fully loved. Thank you. Love and blessings.